And $20 if it's not a grocery store, that is, you're not going to pick up everything. You're just in a hurry and you might pick up one or two items at these stores. This sort of is. Have you ever heard of, if I said a convenience store, what would that mean? Would that mean anything to you?
Not really.
Okay. So you call a store like 7-Eleven or a Minute Mart, you just call it a grocery store. Well, what would you call a store like that? That's the kind of thing I'm trying to get.
They'll be like SDI kind of.
Yeah.
I don't know what you call it, really.
Right, yeah.
I think a grocery store, I'd be like Harris Store, which is out in our community, and grocery store in town, things like that.
So grocery store, so you wouldn't have a separate name for those. What kind of things do people have in the kitchen to cook food, to heat food?
Skillets.
Okay, what else?
Lots of different kinds of pots.
It's that new kind of oven that some people have that cooks food real fast.
Microwave.
You ever seen those work?
Yeah.
That's amazing. What's that coin operated place where you go to do your laundry?
Laundromat.
Okay, how do you carry that clothes in when you go there? You got a
duffel bag.
Okay. Now, if you have one of those plastic things.
Oh, hamper? Yeah. Close hamper.
What do you use to clean the rug if you're going to clean in here? What would you use?
Vacuum cleaner.
Okay, and if a vacuum cleaner gets full, what do you do? Empty bag. What if you're mopping, say, a linoleum floor, what would you call the thing you put the water in?
Mop bucket, mop pail.
Okay. And what's one of those machines that you have, some people have in their homes, that crush garbage and put it down?
Trash bag.
Okay, and what do you call that when you put your trash in?
Garbage can, trash
can. What are those huge things like those green things that are
there?
What are you calling that?
That's what it says on the side of it.
It says on the side of the Dempsey dumpsters. That's what you call it. Is that a nice one?
No.
Okay, what's the man who takes care of funerals for?
Yeah, because the main one in Dixon is Burton Funeral Home, and there's so many of them. I mean, they all sort of work together. You wouldn't have, there's not really just one other paper.
And where do they carry the coffin in? What's that called?
Basket.
Yeah, I mean, where do they carry the whole thing in?
Through the hearse.
And where do they put them?
They go.
What's the thing called if you put them up out of ground?
Mausoleum.
Yeah. What do people smoke? Different things people smoke. I might ask you that before.
Yeah, cigarettes, cars, and pipes, and of course, corn soup.
Yeah. Stogies, what is it? Corn silk.
I just called it. I used to smoke corn silk in a pipe or a cigarette.
Mm-hmm. You ever heard of red oil doctor?
Yeah.
What's that?
That's just all the weed that grows out in fields, sagegrass fields, so you can find them a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got, the weed itself, it got a kind of a sticky texture to it. I mean, it's sticky like it sticks to you, but it hurts kind of, mm-hmm. I mean, you know, sharp.
Mm-hmm.
And there's stuff on it that's kind of like lip.
Uh-huh.
Get hit off the stump. I mean, it's walking there. It's walking grapevines, so.
Yeah. What is it? Do you know how to name for an enclosed room designed to receive maximum sunlight in the house?
Greenhouse.
Okay. What about that informal room where you do your TV viewing and relaxation and all that? Okay, and what about the place where you take a shower?
Alabama.
How does your house in your house was heated and cooled?
Wood stove.
Okay. And in air conditioned houses, is the same equipment used in the summer as used in the winter? And some houses, in modern houses.
Yeah, central heating.
So that will be part of one system then. What kind of different ways of, what energy sources would be used in that?
I don't know.
Okay.
Mostly electrical, I guess.
Okay. Have you ever heard of a shotgun house?
No.